It is a great day to head over to the Radio Backyard Fest because today on Chris Fabry Live, we have a Toxic Talk Tuesday, one of our favorite conversations with one of my favorite people on the planet, and we'll be focusing on summertime toxicity, but also summertime toxic relational stuff. How do you come together as husband and wife and tackle the toxic load? And we'll be using the motif of a garage spider. Yes, there was a huge spider in the garage this past weekend, and my toxic life coach and I didn't see eye to eye on that on Little Charlotte. There's more to the story, of course, and we'll detail it right here on the big program on Chris Fabry Live. We'll take your calls, too. Thank you for joining us. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. Hope you were able to express your thanks to those who served and those who feel the ache of loss at the service of a loved one. And if you didn't hear our program yesterday with the neurosurgeon who served in Iraq, it was just a fascinating conversation. And I found his, when he talked about the soldier who shot the insurgent, who shot the terrorist, and they brought the terrorist in and put him on the table, and they realized they didn't have enough blood, the soldier who shot the terrorist gave his blood for the terrorist. That, to me, was just is the epitome of the American soldier today. And if you didn't hear it, you can hear it at chrisfabrylive.org. Nate McMillan's our producer today. Ryan McConaughey is engineering. You don't have to spell that name. Just listen to the program. Trish McMillan is our coordinating producer. Gabby T will be answering your calls. And we do hope you call today with whatever you want to talk about, summertime toxicity, at 877-548-3675. We come to that part of the month where we welcome one of my favorite guests. Here she is, that toxic vigilante, the girl voted most likely to create her own dishwashing tablets, journalist, economist, monogamist, the naturally hair-colored Andrea Fabry.
That's the best intro yet.
Monogamist? Yes, it's catching. Andrea, welcome back to the program. It seems like it's been so long.
Well, I just was, I you know, not to nitpick or anything, one of your favorite guests?
Yeah, I have to say that because other guests
might be listening. Yeah. Okay, just checking.
Like Miriam Neff might be listening.
Yes.
And she'd think,
true.
Two Michaels could be listening.
Hey, I'm glad to be one of. Thank you for
You're
that.
You're up in the upper tier,
top five?
Yeah. I'd have to say, well, just because of how natural it feels with, the conversation that flows.
It does.
But it's been since
early April, I think.
Yeah, so it's almost like a month and a half.
Oh, at least.
What's been going on in your life?
Oh, I don't know. How about you? Just a lot of summer adjusting. Kids are off school, and Arizona, May and June is not my favorite time of year in Arizona. For so many reasons. Yeah,
we were talking about that earlier, weren't we? Mm-hmm. About how you'd just like to get out of here.
Well, no, I'm not trying to flee my problems or anything.
Go on vacation.
Maybe
somewhere.
A vacation was a thought.
Well, the birthday's coming up in August. So you want to talk about summertime toxicity here?
Well,
today.
I don't know if I name that because maybe safer summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little more positive spin. I don't know. I mean, we could spend the hour talking about summertime toxicity. I'm fine with that. Just having a safer summer. And, you know, I always think of parents, young parents, with all the questions they have about, well, how do I protect my child without overprotecting? What do I use on their skin? Do they need sunscreen? Do they not? What about bug sprays? What about my lawn? About grilling? It just doesn't end.
You start right there because there was a fellow who called last year about sunscreen and what you're going to...
Oh, and I wanted to re-answer that, and so now I have my chance. So you can be him.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
I've been listening a long time.
Great.
Love you.
Thank you.
Your husband and his books. could you help me? My wife wants me to put sunscreen on
because
I work outside. What do you think?
Oh, I think, well, I'm glad you called, first of all. Second of all, that's great that she's that concerned, you know, and if your spouse is wanting to look out for you and suggest sunscreen and you don't think you need it, I don't know, I might go with my spouse on that. What I would say is, if you can find one that you both agree on, because if you're listening to this program, perhaps you have an interest in the subject of toxicity, I would want to find a safe sunscreen. And so the good news is, as we've talked about earlier on this program, since I'm pretending this is a year ago, the Environmental Working Group publishes every year, and they just came out with this last week, a safe sunscreen list.
Really?
And those that pass the test, lower in those parabens and all these chemicals that we're now finding out aren't so good for us. So they rank them and then evaluate them. And so they have this list of safe sunscreens. So my suggestion is, even though you don't necessarily want to, I might, just for the sake of the relationship, go along and find one that you both agree on.
Lather up.
How was that?
Love it. I love it. Now, I can't remember what your answer was to him.
I understand not wanting to wear sunscreen.
Okay, so this is her new answer.
That's
Here's the other
new.
Thing I noticed. You're drinking out of a almost looks like a mason jar,
right?
With a straw in it.
Yes.
Through the top of it. That's
well,
a cute little creation.
Thank you. And you know, I think we've talked about this on our plastics program, but I don't like drinking out of plastics if I can help it.
Yes. But what's the straw made out of?
Well, the straw I have, I know, I was just, this was on my list. That's so funny you'd ask. It came with,
funny?
I bought this instead of, because you can make these yourself, and we do have some glass straws, but they don't, mine doesn't fit in here. So it's on my list to purchase a glass straw to go with this, because they're not that,
that
expensive.
One is...
This has to be some type of plastic. Ugh. But I'm still drinking. Still using
See,
it.
Always pointing out.
There's the balance
hypocrisy
in this.
Here.
But I seriously love glass straws.
I can't say
enough about them.
I
drink
have one.
More and you don't have to worry. Did
yes.
I interrupt you? Where's the bell?
We'll get that out, I'm sure.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Well, here's the thing that I really wanted to start off with today. And folks, you can take us anywhere you'd like today.
Summer toxicity is our broad topic.
Because I was looking at our promotional announcement that we have here for it and how we phrased it. It was Chris's personal toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry, is back in the studio to help you conquer questions about summer. How do you block the sun's ultraviolet rays naturally? How do you get rid of pests in the yard without exposing your children or pets to something harmful? Hear about her gardening adventures with javelinas.
Ooh.
And share your response to a Toxic Talk Tuesday. So you can do that, 877-548-3675. The pressing thing, though, that happened over the weekend, not depressing, but pressing, was the spider situation.
Say depressing might work, too.
We took a walk, and things were falling apart before then.
What were we talking about relationally?
Yeah.
Well, I just wasn't having
are
the best weekend.
Are you interrupting now?
Sorry.
Are you interrupting now? Can I just...
Where's that?
Yeah, thank you.
I can tell you're going to
need
it.
When she interrupts, if you're just joining us, if this is your first Toxic Talk Tuesday, when she interrupts me, which she wants to do, Ryan will hit the doorbell. So we were taking a walk, and it was just this impasse. Would you agree with that? That's a question to you.
Well, I don't remember an impasse. I just know I wasn't in the best of
you
moods.
You weren't at the top, 100%.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So about 3/4 of the way in, one of our kids rode up on a bike and said, "You've got to come. There's a spider. You won't believe this spider in the garage, how big this spider is." Right?
And for him to ride his bike on the dirt, you know, he was pretty traumatized. Because it was the second spider in 2 days. We had another lovely one the day before. Mm-hmm. Different kind.
And so we got home, and the first question she looked at me after my son rode away, she said, "What are you going to do about the spider?" And I said, "Well, I'll deal with it."
Well, I just wonder what his plan of attack was. I was curious at that point. It wasn't like...
Did you want to know how I would
kill
it?
I was just curious how you were going to...
First thing
all.
I thought was broom.
Broom. Yeah.
Especially, we have what's called a wolf spider.
Right? In Arizona.
In Arizona. And you get the tarantulas, and the tarantulas are basic, well, I won't say harmless, but the tarantulas don't want to be near you that much. But they're very icky looking. But so we try to leave the tarantulas. The wolf spiders are a little more aggressive. And
they jump.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. That was almost an interruption. But
I didn't think, no, he left me, he let
the,
me have that one.
The judges let
you
go,
Ryan.
On that one. So you, at that point, though, when we got back, there's something happened with that. And it was, I wasn't being as proactive, even though I dealt with, and we got a picture of the wolf spider, Charlotte, at our Facebook page.
He took the broom. I think he was, well, if you love spiders, this will bother you, but he was on his last leg, so to speak. And Chris put him up on the broom on the bike seat. The spider wasn't up there on its own, and I took a picture.
Yeah,
he was lame at that point.
I took the broom and just gently nudged him off to eternity with the bristles. So there was still a little bit of, you know, life left in him. And I kind of scraped him up and put him on the, because you wanted to take a picture.
I did. I did. Because we have on my personal Facebook page, there are just so many critters in the desert. Mm-hmm. When you live near the wash, it's just entertaining to see them all. But so I knew that some of the people who enjoy those would enjoy that particular photo.
Yes. So the point here is,
getting back to
with
the relationship.
The spider thing is, we were not in accord, because when you asked me, what are you going to do with the spider, in the back of your mind, later on you thought, how are we going to deal with this, you know, the two that we've seen and the more that are going to come? What are you going to do? And I was just thinking, I'm going to get the broom and I'm going to take care of the show.
Well, at that time, that's what I thought too. But, so the problem was that once we got back and I realized how traumatized our kids were, because we go in and out of the garage all day long. We have an extra refrigerator. We cook from scratch, so we use that refrigerator a lot. It's not like the garage is one of these places we don't go.
Right.
It doesn't matter. And we don't keep it very tidy, and that's just bothers me. I want to keep it tidier and I don't. And so anyway.
So the point is, we were of different minds.
Yeah, I was ready to do something then after he nobly took care of it. Because when I asked you that, how are you going to deal with it? I just knew you had a plan.
Courageous.
And I knew you. Courageous is the word. Absolutely. And I'm
man.
So grateful.
I manned
I'm all
up.
For that. I
manned up with that spider.
Yes.
Had no problem doing that.
So then I was ready to be proactive at that point, and I would say you weren't.
Let me jump in here. Oh. At that point, you got the 5-gallon drum of diatomaceous clay.
Diatomaceous earth, which is a type of clay.
And spread it around the edges. And herein lies, we were not of one accord, and I don't want this to happen to you, friend. So let's talk about that, or summer, you know, the skin problem, anything like that. You want to chime in? We are right here for you today.
Join the conversation. Call Chris Fabry Live now at 877-LIVE-675, 877-548-3675.
It's summertime, 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 summertime.
This is Chris Fabry Live on Moody Radio, and it is a Toxic Talk Tuesday with one of my favorite guests, Andrea Fabry, my personal toxic life coach. Here's our number, 877-548. I didn't know that was coming.
I like that.
877-548-3675. Questions, comments. Let's close the loop now on the spider thing. There were bigger problems that
going back to the garage and why I felt a sense of urgency on a Saturday evening, you know, why I did and he didn't. And we it all worked out in the end. But the other issue was that our garage door had broken. And I know this is getting probably not very interesting. However, we have an electric garage door. So if it's not working, you can't close the can't close the garage door. If there's any time of year you want to keep your garage door closed, this is it. Because just the other day, we saw a lovely rattlesnake slithering across our street right behind. Mm-hmm. And another neighbor had said that he killed a rattlesnake right next door. So I don't want a rattlesnake in my garage. Now, is diatomaceous earth an answer for rattlesnakes? I don't know. I haven't studied up. But I'm just saying, this is one other reason. Because we'd had two spiders and the garage door had been broken. And I just was ready to just clear out the garage.
All the rattlesnakes I've talked with have
they don't like it.
Never said, you know, put that on my cereal.
Okay.
None of them. Not one.
Well, let's think about this. The reason diatomaceous earth is not beneficial to spiders is because microscopically it's like for them walking on shards of glass.
Mm.
It's just, it kills them. And so it's not favorable to them. So
do
I don't
eat
know
it,
about
or they get it on their feet.
Well, that may be. I think they get it on their feet for the spiders.
Does a spider have a foot? Can you tell me?
Leg. Let's say leg. What did I say?
The end of their legs. Yes. Legs. Tentacles or whatever. Okay, so they get it on their. They get it on them, and then it hurts them.
Ouch!
That sounds. Yeah, I think it's more
cruel.
Humane to use a broom.
To do what you did. If you want to stay out there all night.
But the key is, if you are a husband and wife team here, The kids need to see a unified front against toxicity, don't you think?
Well,
I mean, you got to agree on
this. The good news is that we, you know, 2 days later, I said what would have helped me at the time, even if I'm being over the top, which I was.
Yeah.
That you know what? Just let me be over the top. I come to my senses and just join me. That's how I would have solved it.
Yes, I agree, and you know why I'm agreeing. Because if I don't agree, it's a problem. No. Okay, so here's the number, 877-548-3675. Let's talk with Joy. You're just going to love this question from Joy in Cleveland. Hey, Joy.
Hi, Chris and Andrea. How are you?
Great.
Well, I have to agree with Andrea that all women should be allowed to go over the top as far as insects and creatures. But I am disturbed over ants that I'm finding in my kitchen. I already had a man here. He found a nest, you know, upstairs. But I'm like, okay, where are they getting in my kitchen? And I can't even put those little gel things around because you're not supposed to have them, you know, anywhere around food.
Right. So, yeah.
I need help.
See, Chris was right about this. I can talk about ants. Can't I talk about ants? Oh, have
Absolutely.
We had ants
yes,
in our house? Can't I? So I just, you know, here's my little trick, and there are many, and Mom's Aware lists others, but here's my favorite ant trick, and that is borax, and that's available in the cleaning aisle of pretty much any store. Are you familiar with borax?
Yes, and I heard you had to mix it with sugar, which I didn't like that idea of leaving sugar around, you know.
Yes, but that's what draws them. That's what draws them to it, and they'll eat the borax, and then the word gets around the colony. It doesn't take but 2 days. They're like, don't go there. If there are any left, they're all saying, I know there's sugar over there. Don't think about going. And it has worked every single time. Now, this is one of those situations where it gets worse before it gets better because they all get on these borax cotton pads and it just looks awful. And then in a couple days, they're just very still on the mountain there of borax. They're not moving. And you just throw those away. And I have not had to do anything. Now, if I just want that extra over the top step, as you and I understand, we like, I will take peppermint spray and just spray, and I make that with just water and peppermint essential oil. They do not like mint, so that's a deterrent. So you want to kill and deter naturally if you can. The ant traps in the stores, you know, I got to say my kids got nosebleeds from those. They're very strong. So if you can do this naturally, I think it's better for all.
Okay.
The recipe, I'm sorry, is on Mom's Aware, but it is 1 tablespoon. Let's see. Do you have it there by chance?
I'll look for it.
Could you? I think it's 1 tablespoon borax and 1 teaspoon sugar or mixed, vice versa. I can't be sure. Mixed with water. And then you put like a cotton ball. You drench the cotton ball and put it on the floor, maybe on a lid of some sort, and they'll go for it. Yeah.
Okay.
So I would suggest those couple things. Mint is also very good.
Oh, I'll use all of them. Thank you so much.
I'm with you.
Let us know what happens there, Joy. Thanks for your call today. All right, now this is another common question that we dealt with in the summer with our kids. Linda is in Nashville, Tennessee. Linda, did you go to the wedding of Brandon Heath over the weekend?
No, I wish I would have.
I know. He got married. That bachelor got married over the weekend, and I saw the pictures from Mandisa.
Did you?
Good. All right, Linda, so what's your question?
Thank you very much for taking my call. I have a 1-year-old and a 17-year-old. My 17-year-old had eczema as well when she was a baby, but my 1-year-old seems to have it twice as bad, and I don't understand why this is so prevalent these days. I lotion him up twice a day. And I was using the Johnson & Johnson's, but my doctor recommended me using some others. And I'm trying the ones that my doctor recommended, and they're not helping as well. And I was
Are you talking
if he
about an idea of something natural? Are you talking about for sunscreen or just overall treatment?
Treating his eczema. My doctor says he was allergic to sunscreen. So I'm using an all-natural organic sunscreen now, and it's not breaking him out like the water babies was.
Does the 17-year-old still have eczema?
In the summertime, she'll get it on her elbows or behind her knees.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's a very complex issue, so I don't want to try and make eczema anything simple, and we have dealt with it, too.
Okay, let me just jump in here and say, don't take medical advice from either host of this program, either host or guest from this program. Listen at your own risk. But, now, Andrea, as a mom of nine...
Yeah, and, you know, you kind of go from within, and you kind of adjust the diet. There are lots of things dietarily that they can be responding to. The first thing that pops into my mind, though, is with summer is simple dehydration and just really drinking a lot might help.
Yeah.
And that's hard for kids to do and hard for your, you know, to have your one-year-old be drinking. But
a lot of water, you mean? Not just soda or juice or Kool-Aid.
And by that, I mean filtered water ideally as well. The purer the water, the better. And it's interesting, you know, one thing you can do, and this is not a medical thing, this is just interesting, and that is solar water. If you get a cobalt blue jar, and you fill it with a water, but preferably filtered water, but any water, and you put it out in the sun all day, it solarizes the water. It makes it cleaner. And there's a whole science behind that. But we could taste the difference when we did solar water versus non-solar water, but that's neither here nor there. That's taking advantage of the summer sun. But drinking more, less sugar, you know, all the things that we understand just create inflammation in the body, less processed food in general. So that's hard at 17. But topically, you know, the less chemicals, the better. And the more natural, the better. One herb I'd mention is Sephora. And we found a cream with Sephora in it that just did wonders for eczema. That's something to research. And I can't say that would help everybody. But I do know that it takes walking through. You're right. This is a newer type of problem that we're seeing, these autoimmune things, I think, that we're responding in large part to chemicals and to diet, to the directions we've gone.
But for the one-year-old, your one-year-old doesn't eat a whole lot of other...
Right, processed food.
Yeah.
Exactly. Good point.
So we make his own baby food with all natural organic vegetables.
And so, you know, it can be a genetic, you know, that's what I'm trying to, you know, it's very complicated and you're just on it. You know, what I can tell is that you're on it, and I'm just glad for your daughter. It's just in the summer, you know, that it's seasonal now. I was covered in eczema as a child and even as an adult. And finally, you know, I've enjoyed soft skin for the last 20 years. And, you know, that just took a lot of time and work and
trial and error, figuring out
what works for your body.
And,
yeah.
But people hearing you say, look at what you eat as far as the eczema, what in the world does that have to do, what you eat, with what is on your skin? That seems like a disconnect for a lot of people.
And that is, you know, I think something that we're coming back to, and that is that our body is a system, and one of the biggest influences we have in the system is what we drink and what we eat and what we put on our skin. So there's three influences. And I think we're coming to that. I don't think that that's as foreign a thought anymore.
Well, then you get to the detergent and then the clothes that you wear and those types of things. Linda, does that help at all? It gives you a little bit a different perspective,
yes.
I think.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for your call. And if you go back home and see that invitation to the wedding from Brandon Heath that you didn't go to, that's going to be a bad thing. Erica is in Cleveland, Ohio. Let's hear what her question is for my toxic life coach. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hi. Well, thank you for taking my call. My question is that I'm a Christian and my husband he's a Muslim. So we have different ways to deal with things. But my thing is that he recently stopped drinking. He had a real heavy problem with that and drugs, but he stopped because we have a brand new baby. We have a 10-month-old baby.
Good for him.
And right now that the summer starts, he's having a lot of problems. We can't go to families get-together, you know, barbecues or nothing like that because he feels very weak.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to be part of everybody's, you know, I mean, I have a big family. And I like to be out there with them and enjoy, but he can't do that. He needs to be at home where he's not tempted by anything. And I told him we need to start having fun and enjoying ourselves and the baby, but it's very hard for him.
So you're looking for a substitute. He says he can't go to the backyard parties because people are drinking there, and he's drawn to that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so yeah. Let me take our midpoint break, and then we'll come back and I'll let you answer that. I don't think we've ever gotten this kind of question.
Very
before.
New question. Thanks. I'm glad to have it.
Erica, for your husband, you tell him those people on the radio are cheering for him. They're glad that he has stopped this and that he has made that kind of decision. I think that's really, really good. And you keep loving him, so hang on. We'll get you an answer to that. And then other questions about summertime here on Chris Fabry Live, 1-877-548-3675, online, chrisfabrylive.org. Andrea Fabry is the founder of Moms Aware, an organization dedicated to raising awareness about health and our environment. Mother of nine, former co-host of Midday Connection, she co-hosts Building Relationships with Dr. Gary Chapman. You can hear it each weekend on Moody Radio. Find out more about her at chrisfabrylive.org. And a friend has just sent this ant trap recipe, tablespoon of hot water, tablespoon of honey or sugar, and a half teaspoon of borax. That is what the
there you go. So it was more sugar than you don't doesn't take much of the poison.
All right. So Erica's question is: my husband is Muslim, and he's been drinking. We found out in the break since about 15 years old. He's in his 40s now, so this has been a lifelong thing where he's abused substances, and he's finally saying, "We've had a baby. I want to stop this." But at all of the barbecues and such, people are drinking. And he said, this is just too much for me to handle. What would you say?
I'd say, you know, I was thinking of our analogy with the spider, you know, even though it felt a little bit unreasonable to you that I was like, I need to do this now, mm-hmm. you know, to kind of honor the person and go with it and go with it. And I was thinking for her, you know, this was such a courageous, difficult step for him. And to honor him by saying, you know what, whatever you need in this season to continue on this road, then I will adapt to you. That's my gut feeling, because I honestly believe it's probably a season, and as he gets stronger, he'll be able to go to places mm-hmm. and not feel that. But he's being very honest about where he's at and saying that this is too much. And I just think that's what love looks like. You know what? Okay. And I, even for our journey in the last 6 years, you know, there was a time when we couldn't go out anywhere because not because of drinking, it was perfumes and shampoos and scents. And we just had a season where we just didn't go out, and it was very painful when people are like, why don't you just, you know, it wasn't that simple for where we were at. Now it's totally different. It's fine. But, you know, that's what I mean. You get stronger if you kind of embrace the season that you're in. And for him, this is very new ground. If it's been since age 15, I just applaud what he's doing. And I applaud that you're the loving wife that's asking this question. So what do I do? What does love look like?
And what does honoring him look like? And of course, there's the spiritual nature of that question too. She's a Christian, he's a Muslim, and we could ask a lot of other questions along those lines too. But to love him uniquely, right where he is in these steps that he's taken, and I agree, courageous. I applaud him, and I applaud him for being self-aware enough to say, I can't,
too much.
You know, he could just go and then be tempted and give in. Instead, he said, I can't do that. And I think that is a, you know, it's laudable as well. So we agree along those lines. Thanks, Erica. God bless you. And Amy is in Lakeland, Florida. Amy, you're on the program. Go right ahead with Andrea.
Hey, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
I sure
yep.
can.
Okay, good. All right. I'm growing green beans in my backyard, and I live in Florida, and, you know, there's a lot of bugs anyways. But now I'm starting to see bugs eat the green beans. Is there a natural pesticide I can use for my green beans?
Well, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is I don't know, but the good news is somebody does. I guarantee you. there is an answer. That's what
I
know.
I was thinking, you know, I have this peppermint soap that my husband buys at a health food store, and I thought maybe if I spray that on it, but I don't want to kill my plants.
That I would look up, because to me, okay, that sounds very smart. I can attest to the fact that pretty much most creatures do not like mint, and that is good news for us.
Even rattlesnakes?
Mint does
okay.
not. But I don't know about the impact on the green beans, but just the smell of mint can deter them. So I just know that there's an answer.
Okay, I just found this on kitchenstewardship.com, how to make a natural bug spray for the garden. And she says, cut up and mash garlic. I guess the ingredients are in here. Mint, soap, garlic, and hot red pepper.
See, look at your instinct, because you said peppermint soap.
Yeah.
See how intuitive you are?
Can you post that on your Facebook?
I'll drive it over to your house.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I will put this on Facebook, and you can see. And this may not be some other thing than green beans, you know. But
none of that will hurt the green bean growing, I would assume.
Right.
So especially if you make it in a light spray, or you spray around, you know, the area. Again, once you deter them, they're going elsewhere.
Yeah.
They're going to say, "Ah, we're done over there. Let's go someplace."
There you go. All right, I'm going to send this to Nate.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Love you too, Amy. I'm going to send this to Nate, and Nate's going to post it, because I don't do that kind of thing very well. When it happens, it comes out looking weird. Jane is in Florida. Hey, Jane, welcome to the program.
Another Florida.
Mm-hmm. Well, hello. It's funny to hear Amy from Lakeland. Wish her much success with her green beans. My question is similar, but it deals with red ants. Can I use the borax mix in my garden, or would there be something better to use, in particular for the red ant? We have a hay bale garden, and they're liking the nesting inside the hay bales. Any thoughts?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. And that's a problem. Does cattle eat the hay, or horses eat the hay?
No, we have two dogs that would roam through the garden, and if they're attracted, I'm concerned by the sweet smell of the honey or sugar, that they may ingest the borax.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Man, I was hoping for more bug repellent sunscreen questions, because gardening is not my forte. The only thing, I just always want to encourage somebody looking for a solution that it's there. For thousands and thousands and thousands of years, we have been able to, it's knowledge, and this is what passing things on to generations, and women together sharing tips. You know, this is how it's all meant to be, because somebody out there knows this. And that's what I love about the internet. You know, this is the good side of the internet. I'm sure if you type recipe, red ant, garden, you know, you get your terms, and I always include recipe because I usually you get closer to a solution when you type in recipe. Somebody's done this themselves, and they have taken the time to put it up there. Red ant garden.
Is a red ant a fire ant, or is it okay.
Because it's not a big army ant. They're nasty little spicy.
I've seen that. You know, I will say, though, and this will be interesting to find out, like, our dog didn't go near the borax thing when I put it out. He wasn't interested in the least, I think those are always good questions to ask. You know, you don't want to kill one and then hurt another. So,
okay. So the first thing that came up when I did exactly what she said was a YouTube video of organic gardening killing fire ants. And it says, I use a simple recipe that I got from the Dirt Doctor at dirtdoctor.com. The recipe uses dry molasses, orange oil, vinegar, and water. And
dry molasses?
That's what it says.
Well, there's the sugar part. So, you know, again, you may not have to worry. But and then did you say that? What was the other thing? The pepper?
Orange oil, vinegar, and water.
Oh, no pepper.
Yeah.
White vinegar, I assume. White
probably.
Vinegar is wonderful for weeds, by the way. White vinegar is good for so many things.
He says the dry molasses drive the ants away while also benefiting the nematodes in your soil, which actually feed on the ants. I'm not sure if the ants know that that smell means that the nematodes will do well, or if they just ate it, or if they just hate it. So anyway, the answer is, yeah, the answer's out there.
Yeah, and that you're, you know, that's just a smart way to approach any natural solution, is not to jump at something and without asking these kinds of questions. And see, that's what I think it's hard for us to, as consumers, we're used to just going to the store and buying something that works. This has not been the way it's been done for all these generations. You know, you have to think it through for your situation, which you just did.
Jane, thank you. Can we go to Dolly in Illinois? We've never had this question, I don't think, either.
Wow.
And even though it's quite different. Dolly, tell Andrea what your question is.
Oh, Andrea, I need your help because you're so good with words and people relationships. I am very allergic to dogs. It's a protein peptide that every dog carries in their urine, feces, saliva, and skin. So there's no exempt dogs, no hypoallergenic dogs. It causes my whole respiratory system to swell and shut down. Now, my problem is I have family members who want to have us over, but they have their grandkids over to their house, and their grandkids have dogs. So that comes in on the kids into the grandparents' house, and it's now in the systems of the grandparents' house, so even if we meet at a restaurant, I'm still contaminated.
Well, Wow. And so how do you eat at a restaurant even? Because other people have dogs and they're eating there.
I've had problems when the server puts down a glass of water in front of me and I start swelling up and I have to use my inhaler.
And most people will not understand that, Dolly. They'll just say, you know, when you say, oh, I don't do well with dogs, they'll think, well, you're not a dog person. You must be a cat person or something, and that it has nothing to do. Let me take our final break here and come back and see what Andreas has to say about this. You can find out more information about her at chrisfabrylive.org, the website chrisfabrylive.org.
Let your voice be heard. Call 877-LIVE-675 now. That's 877-LIVE-675.
Hey, we had two people calling saying that dry grits get rid of fire ants. I think that's a great use for them. This is Chris Fabry Live on Moody Radio. Nothing against grits. I had some last week, as a matter of fact. Andrea Fabry is here. She is our toxic life consultant. She's my personal toxic life coach. Dolly asks a question. One thing that strikes me immediately is, this is a thing that you may not be able to get your relatives to understand.
So she's highly allergic to dogs since in the last 4 years, and relatives aren't understanding how this affects you, it sounds like. So let me give you just some thoughts, and then you just take it and decide what you want to do with these thoughts. But I've thought a lot about this myself, having been on this journey where perfumes were just wreaking havoc with our systems, and how in the world do you deal with that? And what happens is, and I was just reading this book called Why Isn't My Brain Working? I absolutely love this book, and there are so many out there to help understand, and I would encourage you to read, like, what happened? You know, what happened for my body to turn like this? Because it did. You're not making it up. Like, you were okay with dogs and then you're not. You know, what happened? So I do a lot of reading to see what happened to us. And I actually love studying about it because it validates, oh, we weren't crazy. Now the environmental piece has gotten better for us. But he was discussing this permeability in the blood-brain barrier for certain people with environmental toxins. And it is worse for them, and they have to adjust, especially if they've had a big hit, say a pesticide exposure, and it's going to affect them, and they're going to need to support this for life, and knowing that will help. Okay. But one thing he said was that I related to is the problem with the environmental fragrance toxins in the environment is it makes you mad at the people who are wearing regular shampoo. And I thought, yeah, I tended to go that way. It's like, why don't people stop wearing this? And this is what happens relationally is, you know, you're looking for them to understand and they don't understand. And there is no explaining. And so But once I knew I wasn't crazy, I could, but their bodies can handle it. You know, are the chemicals good for them? Overall, I don't think so. I would encourage them to look at natural scents and all that. But you know what? Their bodies are different and they're living whatever lifestyle they're living. I don't need to be mad. And I'm not saying you're mad at them. I'm just saying I see where the relational, what I'm telling you is I see where the relational issue is coming in here, especially with family, because family is the one you want to come alongside you and say, what can we do? And of course, if I were speaking to your family members, I would say, what can we do to help? That's anybody listening who knows someone whose body is just highly reactive to something where it almost seems, you know, like they're making it up. Give them the benefit of the doubt and say, how can I walk alongside you? What would, you know, and we had friends say, so what can we wear to your house? You know, that makes me cry. I loved that question. Thank you for asking it. They didn't question whether or not it was real or not real. They just said, what can we do? We want to come see you and we want to be sensitive. And that's what I would encourage your family members to say. So you can't eat at a restaurant, then, you know, let's meet outside. Or, but they want to have their grandchildren over and they can only keep it so clean. And you know that. It's like, this is very tough for everybody. So, you know, my thought is you give them grace and pray that God helps them give you grace. But the other component of this that I would say and that I learned the hard way is don't try to explain it. You know, you don't have to make people understand that this is real. If they think that you're, you know, it's overreacting or whatever, you know, that's okay. I really did learn to live with that. And we had a lot of people say that. It's like, well, your kids just need attention. And, you know, it's like, well, that's okay. I know what I know, what I know, what I know. And time has told that story. But when you're in the middle of it, you want people to understand, I'm not making this up. This is my body. It's been doing crazy things. So for you, what I found empowering was learning this for myself, not for anybody else. You know what? This did happen. And the brain and the body works in such a way that when it goes off like that, it doesn't just go off. It's gone off for a reason.
Does that help, Dolly?
Well, I have an out-of-town relative who wants to connect this summer. And we can't. And so it's like, how do I say I can't without explaining?
Mm-hmm. Because you just say, I can't. You know, I think just overall, I tell my kids this a lot. If you want to just say no to something, you don't owe the person an explanation, especially if you don't feel like they really want to know, you know. So if you just feel more comfortable saying, it's just not going to work. Thank you so much for reaching out, you know. And again, you want to appreciate the effort. You matter to them enough that they want to get together. I would honor that. Thank you. I wish I could and I can't. But why? I just can't. But I don't understand. I can't. If you decide that they really care and they say, you know what, really, it's okay. I'm, you know, tell me, you know, if you feel that it ends up to be very safe for you and you want to explain, then I would. But I wouldn't feel like you have to take care of you at this point. This is a rather new situation, relatively. So you need to take care of you. And it may end up being a season. You never know. You might find something that really helps boost this back the other way. You never know. So just kind of embrace the time for what it is.
I've been spending my time working on memory verses, trying to do at least one a week this year.
Great. That's great. I found that, you know, we were in the middle of the desert. We couldn't be around people. I felt like I was going crazy, you know, but here we are. And what can we gain through this? And that's the way I really believe in whatever comes at us. If we can say, here we are, how can I embrace this? That is fantastic. Imagine what you could end up memorizing. I mean, that's just, I just applaud you for that.
Here's somebody who said, is for the lady with the dog issues, any chance they could meet at a pool? Would the water wash it off? Probably not with what you're describing there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, do you feel like another setting might work?
Or does it matter?
It hasn't really. They're not swimming people. I'm not a swimming person.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't seem to matter. I mean, it's even happened to me outdoors when we've been walking on
a
towpath.
Yeah. So it's just really severe for you right now.
It's then. Severe.
Yeah.
And which a lot of people would say, that person, Dolly over there, she's just kind of weird. Well, okay, we'll own that. Yep, Dolly's weird, so am I. You know? And you can't do that at this point. You can Skype. You can talk on the phone. You could, something like that. And just to show I really do care about you and I want to thank you.
And I'm working my way through this. And you keep on working your way through it.
Lori, I'm sorry we didn't get to your call in Naples, Florida. Wanted a natural remedy for these scaly bumps on the skin. Keratosis pilaris. Ever heard anything like that?
Sure, I have. You know, but again, I say this is what I love. You know, it's trial and error. It's research and it's trying some things.
Diet.
But I always, and diet is huge. And sometimes taking out gluten, it solves rashes. I'm not saying that for you at all. I'm just saying it's the connection we are learning to make about certain irritants in our digestion, and that affects the skin, is just profound. So, you know, there's an answer or at least some help for you that is a natural one, I assure you.
And here's someone who wanted to keep rabbits out of her garden. And I wish my dad were alive. He would tell you the exact gauge that you'd need.
That's what he did.
He used, well, it was groundhogs, but it's the same principle. Sorry we didn't get that one either. But someone emailed said on Facebook, this is what your organic growers, your garden growers, if you get a group of those people.
Yes, in a club, or they're online, they're everywhere. People like-minded who want to find solutions. That's what you do.
A lot of peppermint and borax. Hey, Andrea, come on back and join us again.
All right, thank you.
This is great, and thank you for listening. Chris Fabry Live, a production of Moody Radio in Chicago.